Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tini. The Election Commission yesterday said that it will soon initiate the technical consultations with regard to linking voter ID with Aadhaar. The technical consultations will take place between UIDAI and experts of the Election Commission. This decision was taken during the meeting held by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar with secretaries from the Home Ministry, the Legislative Department and the CEO of UIDAI in New Delhi. In a statement, the Commission said that it will take action as per the provisions of, as per Article 326, Representation of the People Act 1950 and relevant Supreme Court judgments for linking EPIC with Aadhaar. As per Article 326 of the Constitution of India, voting rights can only be given to a citizen of India, while an Aadhaar card only establishes the identity of a person. Lok Sabha and India AI Mission yesterday signed an MOU in New Delhi in the presence of Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. Speaking to the media, Mr. Vaishnaw said a data set called the AI Kosh will be created, which will enable the translation of extensive debates in the Lok Sabha into any language. The minister also said this agreement aims to utilize AI technology to create an extensive AI-based linguistic repository.
इंडिया एआई मिशन और लोकसभा के बीच में एक एमओयू साइन हुआ है जिसमें कि जो लोकसभा के बहुत विस्तृत डिबेट्स हैं इसको एआई के साथ उपयोग करके एक एआई कोश के नाम से डेटा सेट बनाया जा रहा है उसमें उपयोग किया जाएगा जिससे कि कोई भी डिबेट हमारे देश के जो रिसर्च करने वाले हैं माननीय सांसद हैं जो एकेडेमिया हैं उनको हमारे लोकसभा के विस्तृत डिबेट्स का किसी भी भाषा में ट्रांसलेशन मिलने की एक सुविधा पैदा होगी.
Nagaland's legislator Juenga Sepp has been appointed as the new president of the Nagaland unit of the Janata Dal United, JDU, with immediate effect. The announcement was made yesterday following the earlier resignation of NSN Lotha from the post. According to an official communication from JDU General Secretary Afiq Ahmed Khan, the party has accepted Lotha's resignation. However, he will continue to contribute to the party's growth in Nagaland and across the Northeast as a national executive member. The party expressed confidence in SEP's leadership, stating that they believe the Nagaland unit will grow stronger under his guidance. The Nagaland Contractors and Suppliers Union, NCSU, has raised serious concerns over the delay in implementation of PMGSY3 road projects in the state. In a press statement, the NCSU stated that it had objected to the implementation of the projects through the FDR method due to difficulty posed by the topography and also demanded one contractor, one work for execution of the 40 project works in the state. With only 6 months remaining to complete the projects, the NCSU expressed concern over the likelihood of meeting the 18-month deadline. The union also asserted that it is not against the contractors executing the work, but focus on ensuring the successful implementation of the projects for the benefit of the villages. The NCSU has urged the Department of Roads and Bridges to fulfill its commitment to completing the projects on time and install the FDR machines at all 40 sites. The union also called for strict adherence to the norms outlined in the NIT for the successful execution of the road works, warning that it would take action if these criteria are not met. A personnel from the Wokha fire station went missing yesterday while battling the raging wildfire near the Vankosang helipad in Wokha. The missing individual has been identified as Sub-Inspector M. Pentik Konyak, who has not been located despite ongoing and intensive search efforts. The search operations have been ramped up with teams from the State Disaster Response Force, Home Guards, Civil Defence Personnel, DEF and volunteers from Wokha Village all working tirelessly in an attempt to locate Mr. Konyak. Meanwhile, the situation remains critical as massive wildfires continue to erupt in multiple locations. More details are awaited. The Kohima Forest Division, in collaboration with Divisional Management Unit Kohima DMU, Nagaland Forest Management Project, organized an awareness on forest fire and cleanliness drive at Government Middle School Pesama yesterday. During a brief presentation on forest fire, capacity building IEC and documentation expert NFMP DMU Kohima Shekali Holo highlighted on natural and man-made causes of forest fires. She also briefed the students on the preventive measure for forest fires such as keeping ignitable objects far from the fire, careful disposal of hot charcoal, dousing campfires still cold, and other precautionary measures. Data Entry and Computer Operator DMU Kohima and Maniko emphasized the importance of creating boundaries for chum burning and the establishment of fire lines to prevent the spread of fire. Later, a cleanliness drive was conducted within the school premises. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.